Elhamdülillah Rabbil Alemin. Estağfurullah ellezî lâ ilâhe illâ huvel hayyul kayyûm. Ve etûbü ileyh. Vesrel tevbete vel mağfirete vel hidayete inne huvel tevvâbur rahîm. Vaffu enne ya kerîm, vaffu enne ya kerîm, vaffu enne ya kerîm. Vahfir lena bi fazlike ya Rahman, ya Rahim, ya Melik'i, ya Kudüs'ü, ya Hafız, ya Allah. El evvel ya Allah, el ahir ya Allah, el zahir ya Allah, el batin ya Allah, hayri ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike leh. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Resulullah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Seyyidel Evveline vel Ahirin. İşbelena ya Şefi'el Müzidin. Bir rahmetike ya Erhamer Rahimin. Allah-u Teala fi kitab-el aziz. Evzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Lekad sadakallahu resulehu erriya el bilhak. Edhuluna el mescidil harame inşallah sadakallahu lezim. Allah-u Teala says in the Kur'an-ı Kerim, Allah indeed fulfilled the dream of his messenger with truth. You shall certainly enter the sacred mosque if Allah so will. Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem had a vision or a dream in which he saw that he and the Muslims will enter Makkah al-Mukarramah and make their Hajj. On that vision he prepared and he gathered 15,000 Muslims around himself and they went to Makkah. But the Quraysh would not permit them to enter and to perform their Hajj. Because in the ayat it finishes, inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala so will. You dream, you imagine, you want something, you prepare, no matter how hard it is, and it does not happen unless Allah Ta'ala so will. Have you ever planted anything, a tree or a rose bush or corn or something in your garden? You notice when it first comes out of the earth, it's about this big. And it is delicate, it's white, it really has no form or shape, just looks like my finger. Whether it's going to be a fig tree, or it's going to be a zamzam tree, which grows in heaven. Looks the same. But finally it establishes itself and somehow firmly puts his roots in this world. It becomes big. It becomes hard. It becomes coarse. It has a shape this way or that way or other. It has a color. Those two little things which came out of the ground, which looked exactly the same, become two different things. Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem in a hadith-i sharif said that all children who is born to this world come to this world with the nature of a Muslim. Like that plant. And when they grow, depending where they are and who their parents are, they become either Muslims or Christians or Jews or fire worshippers. But one thing is certain, that every man who is born to this world comes with the nature of a believer. When they grow, whether they call themselves whatever, deep in their hearts, they believe in the Creator. They believe in the Nourisher. They believe in the One who controls them and controls in their destiny. Deep inside their heart, every single human being, whether man or woman. Now in this stage, they are neither mu'mins nor kafir. They declare, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh." Till they express who they are, they express that they are a believer, a Muslim, or they express that they deny the existence of Allah Ta'ala. They are the same. They are neither believers nor kafirs, but deep inside their hearts, they do believe and they do respect and they are thankful to the One who has created them. Now like this, Allah Ta'ala has created us and He has created feelings and thoughts, and He has created in us the ability to feel and to think. But the thoughts and the feelings are like birds flying up in the air, or like fishes swimming in the sea. Unless you catch them, you can neither eat them or sell them or use them. An architect, he first wishes to build a building, a feeling. It's up there. Then he starts thinking how to design and how to build in every detail that building, thought, out there, worth zero, nothing. Then finally he sits down, makes a plan, and finds people and materials and builds the building. That is when it is worth something. That is when it is realized. That is when that man is an architect. The same thing goes for us Muslims. I know so many Muslims who have got names Muslim, who are born in countries which are Muslim, who listens five times to prayer azan in my country, in my own family. He neither makes his namaz, nor fasts. He drinks, eats pork. When you ask him, he says, my heart is clean. And I tell them, show me your heart. You see, that's why I quoted the ayat concerning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thought, feeling, the ruya, the dream, and then the action, gathering 15,000 people and walking to Makkah al-Mukarramah, but not being able to do it. Hazrat Mevlana, Kudüs-i Serrah-ı Fettahi, he said that Allah Ta'ala has created each and every one of us for a certain purpose, for a certain creative purpose. If you are a farmer, you grow wheat. If you are a miller, you ground the meat. Wheat. If you're a baker, you bake the loaf. If you are shoprite, you sell the loaf, and then you buy the bread and eat it. He said that Allah Ta'ala rewards the farmer for growing the wheat. The wheat itself, which he obtains after his efforts, is his reward in this world, but he has got 10 times of it in the hereafter. The miller who grinds the wheat, his reward is the flour in this world, and 10 times more in the hereafter. The baker which he bakes the bread, his reward is the bread, and he has 10 times in the hereafter. And the one who eats it and realizes and is thankful to the farmer, to the miller, to the baker, and to Shoprite, in addition of being thankful to Allah Ta'ala, receives all their reward because he is eating it. Because if he wouldn't eat it, all this effort is for nothing. And he takes the reward for himself and all the others in the hereafter. Now, we understand Islam not too well, all of us. We think Islam is submission, to give up one small will for the greater will of Allah Ta'ala. Then we really don't have to do anything. Sit on our behinds, and Ahlul Tawakkul, no, open our mouths so that Allah Ta'ala feeds us. Then why do we have the small will? Allah Ta'ala clearly says, if you want to change your state, if you want to better your state, if you want to wish to have something, unless you try to have it yourself, I will not change your state. Being a Muslim is not just having a Muslim name. Being a Muslim is not growing a beard. Being a Muslim is not making your namaz, your fasting, your paying your zakat, and attempting to live like a Muslim. Being a Muslim is action. Being a Muslim is realizing what you have been created for. If you are a tailor, be a good tailor. If you are a doctor, be a good doctor. If you are a soldier, be a good soldier. Inshallah. Very important, the inshallah. That is the sign of the Muslim. That you by yourself will have to try to do, that is your obligation. But at the end, you try, spend all the effort and the time, and if Allah so wills, it will happen. And if Allah will not, it will not happen. Ya Rabbi, bless this Jamaat and this Fakir by the knowledge of the truth of Islam.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, bless all of Ummat Muhammad by teaching them the truth of our religion.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, you have created us for a purpose. Give us the knowledge to know what that purpose is. Give us the energy and the power to try to actualize that obligation which you have created us for. And Ya Rabbi, above all, do not let us forget that nothing happens unless you will it to happen. Amin. Form and shape of a human being from a drop of dirty water. We were hungry, you fed us. We were nude, you dressed us. We neither know how to walk nor how to talk, and you taught us how to walk and how to walk. And you have given us two servants who have loyally helped us all our lives, namely our parents. And before even we realize what we need, Ya Rab, you have given us what we need and more. Such gifts that we cannot possibly count. But the greatest gift which you have bestowed on us is that you have made us mu'mins. That you have made us Muslims, and you have blessed us with Ihsan. And Ya Rabbi, you have given us your first and your best creation, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as our example, as our teacher, and as our prophet, and our intercessor. For all that, Ya Rabbi, we have not been able to thank you. Ya Rab, have mercy on us. Teach us thankfulness.
Yeah.
And count us amongst your thankful servants.
Yeah.
And sometimes, but never above our forbearance, you test us. You test whether we truly are faithful, whether we truly obey you, whether we love you. Not that you know not, so that we know ourselves. You test us with little pain, with little sickness, with little hunger, with little poverty, taking away from us things which we think are ours, but in reality all is yours. And how you praise patience, Ya Rab. You say it is the key to paradise, it is half of faith. Yet we never show patience. Ya Rab, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Have mercy on all of them with Muhammad.
Amen.
And teach us patience.
Amen.
And count us amongst your patient servants.
Amen.
Ya Wahid, Ya Ahad, you say hold on to the rope of Islam and do not separate yourself from each other. Your beloved says, if we do not love each other for your sake, our faith is incomplete. And he says that his ummah is like one single body. If the finger aches, the whole body aches. Ya Rab, today we have more than 1.5 billion who call themselves Muslims. We don't love each other. We are not together. We are all separate. We hate each other. We beat each other. We kill each other in the name of Islam. Ya Rab, have mercy on us.
Amen.
There were days that we were all together. And when we were all together, we were wise and beautiful and knowledgeable. And everyone loved us, respected us, and even feared us, and even copied us. Those days are not too far behind us, Ya Rab. Ya Rab, have mercy upon Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Create unity among Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Create unity among Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Create unity among Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Amen. Bi hurmati Sayyidina Mustafa Taha wa Yasin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد المعترف بالملوان وتاكب الاسران وكرر الجديدان واستكمل الفرشدان وبلغ بالروحاه والارواح في بيته من التحيات والسلام وبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى اجل الانبياء والمرسلين والاولياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك والمقربين وعلى أهل تعاتك إجمعين من أهل السماوات وأهل الأرضين ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.